You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems of protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
I discovered some Docker images, a Docker repo that contained 25 Docker images, and from that's where I find this repo.
That's Tara Gould. She's a senior intelligence researcher at Anomaly. The research we're discussing today is titled Inside Team TNT's Impressive Arsenal, a look into a Team TNT server. The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.
So Team TNT are, you know, a pretty prominent group at the moment, in the sense that they are targeting cloud environments, which is where, you know, the sort of future of everything tech is really going towards. So I was interested in them from that perspective. Also interested in sort of their, you know, how they sort of differentiate themselves from other groups, in a sense that they are quite interested in sort of self-promotion. You know, they don't shy away from essentially like self-attribution. You know, they will proudly state what is theirs, what they are doing. So it started as an interest. I knew that they were targeting sort of Weaveworks, Weavescope. Based on that, I discovered some Docker images, a Docker repo that contained 25 Docker images. And from that's where I find this repo.
Well, before we dig into some of the specifics here, I mean, what are some of the other details about Team TNT? What do we know about them?
We know that they are German-speaking. They say that they're in Germany, and by all accounts, that does appear to be true. They're an interesting group in the sense that, you know, other groups you may think that they would say something like that to sort of throw people off the scent, but they are pretty upfront with information about themselves and their tactics and tools. So we know that they're German. They are interested in cryptojacking. They have been about in their current iteration since 2020. There is some research that points to them going back to potentially 2011, and there is some evidence supporting some possible iteration of them being about in some form for quite a number of years, possibly like sort of 8 or 9 years.
Well, let's dig into this specific research here. What exactly is it that you all found?
So what we found was a Team TNT repo that was sitting open to directory listing, which meant that we were able to find various folders that hosted large amounts of scripts, binaries, crypto miners, source code, stolen credentials, rootkits, metadata, tools, logs, and pretty much everything that would be used in one of their campaigns, and also artifacts from other campaigns.
Well, let's dig into some of the details here. I mean, you found a variety of different things. Can we go through them together, and can you describe to us each sort of individual aspect to what it is that you discovered?
Yep. So this was the CMD folder command. This contained about 50 scripts. Now, a lot of these, you know, they've already been written about, they've been used in previous campaigns. It is nothing new, but that contained, you know, AWS credential stealers, dimorphing rootkit, IP scanners, Mountsploit scripts that set up utils, miners, and then they also have scripts that remove previous miners.
Do any of the scripts stand out in particular? Is there anything that's interesting or clever in the things that you found?
Yeah, so the mentions of Kubernetes is interesting, as they appear to be sort of pivoting towards Kubernetes. Interesting for a number of reasons, as obviously, you know, the use of it is increasing. And again, it's a more sort of future-looking way of attacking, as opposed to sort of more old-school traditional, which would be like a .dot file, macros, sort of like Windows malware.
Well, let's dig into some of the binaries then. What did you find there?
Yep. So another folder was the bin folder. This contained a number of binaries. And again, a lot of these have been used by Team TNT in the past. Another thing notable with Team TNT is they do tend to watermark all of their malware. Again, like somebody else could hypothetically do it, but in terms of attribution, it does appear to be very clear that it is them. So the binaries included Tsunami Backdoor and XMRig CryptoMiner. So the use of CryptoMiners is pretty common with Team TNT, as cryptojacking seems to be sort of their main focus. And then this folder also contained various utilities that they will use in carrying out their activities. So some of these are like pen testing tools and like IP scanners.
And then one of the other things you explored here was some of the metadata. What was revealed here?
This folder, the metadata, the in folder, was very interesting. From what I can see, it appears to contain like the stolen. So I have to assume these are from previous Team TNT campaigns, and contains lists of stolen AWS credentials, lists of S3 buckets. There was some other credential files. In particular, the one that I noticed that was interesting was an ngrok credential file that had a name attached to it. It's difficult to tell where exactly that came from, why there was just that single one. It's unclear whether this was a victim or not. That's all I can really say on that without saying too much.
Yeah. It's sort of fascinating, as I was reading through your research here, as you kind of mentioned at the outset, that, well, a couple of things about Team TNT. I mean, first of all, I think it's fair to say that we don't really hear of a lot of threat groups coming out of Germany. That's interesting in itself. But then also, as you say, just how they're willing to hang their name on so many things. I mean, the fact that they're coming from, if indeed they are from Germany, which, we have a good relationship with when it comes to law enforcement, the fact that they're bragging about their efforts here, that's interesting as well.
Yeah, it is very interesting. There could be a multitude of reasons for it. Maybe they're happy to, you know, sort of take the glory from it, if you will, because they haven't been caught yet. And, you know, it's possible that they have been doing this for a number of years and, you know, could be sort of cocky about it. But it is interesting, and it is, you know, a differentiator compared to other groups. There's also, you know, the aspect, like, if you look at it sort of from like a developer aspect, you know, like they're putting time and effort into creating these, like, and, you know, they are, I guess you would call them successful, you know, threat group. So, you know, maybe they just want the sort of glory to go along with it. You know, they want stuff that is theirs to be credited to them. They do frequently go after sort of either like researchers or companies that are putting out research that are attributing stuff to them that isn't them. They will come out and say, like, this is not Team TNT, which is another interesting part. So they're very willing in saying what is them and what's not.
Do you have any notion, I mean, the very fact that you are able to see inside this directory, this, their own infrastructure here, do we suspect that that was intentional on their part, or may it have been just a little bit of sloppiness?
That is the really interesting question. So after this was published on Twitter, they claimed that it was done intentionally, which, you know, it very well could have been. They said that it was done intentionally to sort of burn all of what they had and to move on to the next sort of round of campaigns. Whether that's true or not, it's really hard to decipher. Ironically, they tweeted the other day a picture that was like, humans are often more stupid than they realize. Possibly that, you know, they've just got a little bit careless, but it would surprise me. Like, they, you know, they're clearly technical, smart, whatever. So it would make sense it was done intentionally. But again, like, you never know. Like, we're all humans, and like, sometimes just like, you know, sort of overlook stuff. That's another part that is really interesting about this.
And so, based on the information that you all have gathered here, what are your recommendations for folks to best protect themselves?
Yeah, so making sure security groups are configured properly, making sure that people's configurations are done correctly. A lot of the default configs you can't rely on. Keeping up to date with vulnerabilities is another one. And also monitoring and blocking malicious traffic.
Our thanks to Tara Gould from Anomaly for joining us. The research is titled Inside Team TNT's Impressive Arsenal, a look into a Team TNT server. We'll have a link in the show notes. Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. The CyberWire Research Saturday is proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of DataTribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. Our amazing CyberWire team is Elliot Peltzman, Trey Hester, Brandon Karp, Puru Prakash, Justin Sabi, Tim Nodar, Joe Kerrigan, Carol Terrio, Ben Yellen, Nick Vilecki, Gina Johnson, Bennett Moe, Chris Russell, John Petrick, Jennifer Iben, Rick Howard, Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. We'll see you back here next week.